It's Friday, so I thought, what better time than now than to share a creepy story with you. It comes out of Bogota, Colombia. A Colombian woman declared dead of a heart attack, moved one of her arms just as an undertaker was about to embalm her, doctors have said. Noela Serna, 45 years of age, was rushed to a hospital in the city of Cali, where she was in critical condition in an intensive care unit Wednesday, said the hospital director, Luis Fernando Rendon. Her chances of survival are slim. Serna, who has multiple sclerosis, was admitted to the same hospital on Monday after a heart attack. She was on life support for about 10 hours, but then seemingly didn't respond to resuscitation efforts after a second attack. She was declared dead on Tuesday last week. About 2 hours later, a funeral home employee, Jamie Allion, was just about to inject embalming fluid into her left leg when he saw her move. She was moving her right arm. I stopped the procedure and brought her back to the hospital to be treated. It says on rare occasions a person's heart rate can drop and her breathing can drop to undetectable levels, leading doctors to declare the patient dead. So it has happened in the past. It's happened now. I don't know the status of this gal, but I'm not sure about the heart rate of the embalmer. I'm sure it jumped up about 80 beats a minute once he saw the apparent dead woman start to move. So, as we say, you can always expect the unexpected, no matter what job you do. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.